The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Of course, is the beginning and the end of the problem. Thinking, man's most useful and also most dangerous talent. For some, thinking may lead to delight. For others, it may bring on disaster.
What do you do?
Well, you can see what I do. I'm a plumber.
What do you do? Who are you?
I told you I'm a plumber. I got my truck outside.
Once? Again, what do you do?
Well, for crying out loud, I'm telling you. A plumber.
Hey! Now, my friend, I will ask you again and again until finally you decide to tell me the truth.
I told you the truth. I'm a plumber.
Some people simply take longer to learn than others.
Mystery drama, Golden Time, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Larry Haynes. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I've never fancied myself as much of a cook, but I can bake a wonderful homemade pie. And my secret is Pet Rick's frozen pie shells. I found them one day in my grocer's freezer, and I've been baking pies ever since. I just fill a pie shell with fruit and pop it in the oven. My friends can't figure out how I can be such an average cook and bake such wonderful pies. But Pet Rick's pie shells make it easy.
All you do is fill and bake with Pet Rick's frozen pie shells.
Dolly Parton wrote and recorded this beautiful song for UNICEF. You can help too. Your support can bring medical care, clean water, and proper nutrition to millions of children in desperate need all over the world. For information, call toll-free 800-228-1666 or contact your local UNICEF committee.
You know, the new tax-free All Savers CDs have inspired a lot of interest among some people and very little among others. Fact is, you don't have to be a millionaire to take advantage of them. If your household income is $25,000 or more, All Savers are really worth looking into. And once you do, you'll be surprised by the good news. Because finally, for a lot of working people, the All Savers CD is a terrific money-making, tax-saving opportunity. And Northwest Federal makes it very simple to understand and invest in. Our counselors can answer any of your questions at any Northwest Federal location or over the Northwest Federal All Savers hotline at 286-1101. And they'll explain it in a language you don't have to be a LaSalle Street banker to understand. You can get nice gifts, too. Think about it. A Northwest Federal tax-free All Savers CD could well be just what you're looking for. So what do you say?
Every story must have a hero, or, of course, a heroine. And who are the heroes and heroines of popular literature and entertainment? Generally, those men and women who can generate excitement, who are adventurous or glamorous or sexy. However, our hero is going to be a plumber. A plumber, you may well exclaim. Who even thinks about plumbers? Well, just consider this. A plumber is a person you never think about until you really need him. Then you don't think about anything else.
Slow down, Harvey.
Hey, this is pretty good chicken.
I've got a bone to pick with you. Harvey?
Hmm? Oh! I thought you were talking to the chicken. That's a pretty good joke, huh?
No.
Well, Yeah, it's a pretty tasty chicken. Is this a new recipe?
I was talking to Jenny Lloyd this morning.
Oh, yes?
Mm-hmm. She wanted to know when you were going to Washington, D.C.
Well, why would I be going to Washington, D.C.?
To get the Medal of Honor.
What Medal of Honor?
The big one. The one they should have given you 10 years ago when you was in Vietnam. But they somehow overlooked.
And what are you talking about?
Jenny says her Jenny was talking to Harvey Jr.
Oh.
Now, what kind of nonsense have you been telling your son this time?
Oh, you'd think the kid would be able to tell I was laying it on a little thick.
He is 12 years old. He wants to believe his father was a hero.
Well, that's why I did it for him.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again.
No, really. I was reading this book on psychology,
mm-hmm.
You see. And a kid needs to build up his self-esteem, you see. Now, he can only do that if he has a powerful father figure to look up to.
These stories of yours, Harvey, you're becoming the laughing stock of the neighborhood.
I'll tell you how it happened.
Oh, never mind.
Now, him and Jimmy Lloyd was playing up in the attic, and they found my old uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
He asked me what I did in the Army. Now, could I tell him I put in a 3-year hitch as a maintenance plumber in Fort Bliss, Texas?
Why not?
Martha, don't you have any romance in your soul?
I'll get it. Hello? Yes? Please, speak slower. I can't. What kind of emergency? Are the cellars flooding?
Tell him to turn off the valve from the main.
Turn off the valve from the... Oh, please, listen. Harvey, this woman's too excited. I can't understand a word. Where would that valve be?
In the basement.
In the basement. Now, just go downstairs. She's afraid she'll drown.
Mm. Where does she live, for crying out loud?
What's your address? Say that slowly, please. 28 Standish Place.
All right, tell her I'm on my way.
You realize this is overtime, after hours, and it's golden time because this is Saturday night. Ma'am, he is on his way.
I'll see you later, huh, Martha?
Take your time.
Hey, you're sore at me.
Why do you have to become the neighborhood character with these stories of yours?
Look, I'll be back as soon as I can. Hey, Martha, how do you know it's on the level? How can you be sure it's not a put-up job?
What are you talking about?
Well, maybe that phone call's a trick so I can get out of here to see some Dave. Huh?
Who in her right mind would want you? Now, get out of here, will you?
Why are you so anxious to get rid of me? Maybe you got a guy.
After 15 years of being married to you, who in his right mind would want me?
Plumber.
The plumber?
That's what I said, lady, the plumber.
How do I know you're the plumber?
Lady, you're paying for my time. You want to pay me to stand out here on the doorstep?
Just a minute.
Harvey J. Stilson at your service.
Do you want to come in?
You. Show me where to go, huh?
This way.
Yeah. You know, years ago, if your name was Carpenter, it was because carpentry was your trade. And people who ground wheat into flour, they were called millers.
Down these steps.
Yeah, those things don't mean anything anymore. Even my name, Stilson. You know the Stilson wrench the plumbers use? Well, that's just a coincidence. Oh, hey. That's a good thing. I'm wearing my boots. Look at that water.
Do something, please. Please do something.
Yeah. Where's the shutoff valve? Oh, ought to be. All right. I think I see it.
Please do something.
Ah, lady, you know what they say. The more haste, the less speed. Now, the next time you get this kind of emergency.
Oh, there isn't going to be a next time.
Yeah, that's what you say. How little we know.
Please hurry.
I'm trying to turn the shutoff valve. Boy, this thing hasn't been moved since the year one. Okay. So, that should stop the flow from the main into the house. Now, where's the leak?
Will it stop flooding?
Well, as soon as what's in there now empties out, nothing more is coming in.
Then you better go.
Wait a minute. Don't you want me to fix the leak?
I don't care.
Well, you better care. You won't be able to use any water in this house. Kitchen, bathroom, nothing's going to work.
You better go.
Is that all you want me to do? Just shut off the supply? Lady, do you know what this is going to cost you?
It doesn't matter.
Well, you're going to pay for it anyhow, so at least get your hour's worth out of it.
I don't care.
Wait a minute. What? Is there something the matter?
No, nothing. It's just that I...
Uh-oh. There it is. Yes. I can see where the water's coming from. It's behind the wall here. You got this wood paneling. Oh. Boy, this is old stuff. You must have had a leak here for a long time. The water's been eating it away.
How much do I owe you?
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, this section of wood comes right off.
It really doesn't matter.
Yeah. There it is. Well, a blind man could see it now. That pipe is gone. Yes, sir, there's a hole worn right through. All right, all I gotta do is replace it. It's no big involvement. It'll all be done within the hour, lady. It won't cost you a nickel extra, just $2.50 maybe for material.
I don't think you really have...
You know how old this house must be? I'll bet you any amount George Washington must have slept here. This is a lead pipe. Lead.
Maybe we could call you another time.
Well, I'm here now. Lead. You know how long it's been since plumbers used lead pipes? That's how we got the name, from the Latin word plumbari. That means the man who works with lead.
Really, let's just end it here. I'll give you your money.
No, we've gone way beyond lead. Even copper, brass, too. They're old hats. Plastic piping. That's the wave of the future.
Please, I don't want you to do any more work.
Oh, it'll take no time at all, lady. Let me just get my little wrench here. And, hey, what is this? That's a big plastic bag, huh? What's this white powdery stuff inside?
Stand still.
What?
Armand!
Don't move. Do not turn around. Just hand her that bag.
Good, good, good.
Who is he, Clara?
Well, who do I look like? I'm the plumber, for crying out loud.
As I have said, stand very still. Motionless. While I see if you are armed.
Armed? With what?
What is he doing here, Clara?
Hey, look, can I turn around?
He came to fix the leak.
What leak?
Well, can't you see the basement is knee-deep in water?
No, shut up. What is he doing here, Clara?
The pipe had burst.
Yes?
I thought I'd better call a plumber.
But I told you, you were to permit no one to enter this house.
But the basement was still in the floor.
You still had your instructions.
But I thought that...
You were told to allow no one into the premises.
I could have been told.
Hey, look, listen, why don't you two settle this between yourselves?
And you were told to stand still.
Right. And now, look, you want me to replace the pipe? And I can be on my way?
And shut up!
Oh, okay. It's just I get paid by the hour. We're in golden time as it is.
I said, be quiet. We shall all go upstairs while we decide exactly what to do with you. What is in his toolkit?
It's just wrenches, you think?
Now, according to your identification here... You are Harvey J. Stilson, a plumber, huh?
Who else would I be?
Where did you get his name, Clara?
The telephone book. I just opened the page to plumbers, and this place was the mirror.
Now, look, folks, there's one thing I want you to know about
me. I told you to be quiet.
Yeah, I know, but this is important. I know how to keep my mouth shut.
Start now.
All right, I can see I walked into something here that, some kind of activity, maybe, right? And you don't want it known. Now, look, I'm a master plumber. I'm also a master at minding my own business. If I can walk out of here, there won't be a peep at it.
I am telling you to keep your mouth
shut.
I won't even charge you for the call. How about that? You know how much money you had?
For the last time, not another word.
Okay. What do we do now?
This is not humorous, my friend.
Don't get him angry, please.
And you be quiet, too, Clara.
Now, you didn't answer my question. What do we do now? How do you top this? Where can you go for an ending?
You know, if I have to tell you another
time...
Oh,
I just got wise to it. It's a gag. Clara and Armand. Smooth and slick. You stash the plastic bag of sugar downstairs so I think it's some kind of dope, right? Armand, that's just the right kind of foreign touch. And Clara, the good-looking gangster's girlfriend.
And that's what you think this is, huh? A joke.
Oh, that's what I know it is. Sure, my old buddy Jack Lloyd and a couple of the other guys. It's a practical joke. I wouldn't put anything past that bunch.
Ah, you wouldn't?
Yeah, they got together, they rented this old house, busted a pipe, hired the two of you, she calls me, you walk in and act real smooth, real tough. So, what are you going to do? Try to scare me? Get me real nervous, real frightened. Maybe beg you not to kill me, huh? I'm going to fall down on my knees,
baby? This isn't a joke.
It isn't, huh? Come on, how much you want to bet that Jack Lloyd and Jerry Davis and the rest of them aren't watching this from somewhere in this house? Hey, Jack! Jerry!
That is enough out of you.
I'll even bet you that they're getting it all down on videotape. Hey, fellas, all right, the show is over. Must have cost you a bundle of dough, and it was all for nothing. I'm going home.
Don't move.
Now, come on, that gun doesn't scare me.
Please.
Come on, that's empty. It's just got blank cartridges inside it.
Do not take another step.
Look, don't you know when the joke is over, pal? You a professional actor or something? You're not there.
You asked for it.
Hey, are you crazy? I heard that one go right past my ear.
And if I have to fire another one, I promise you, you will not hear it at all.
Hey, what is this?
A very good question. I think we can all safely assume that whatever it is, it's not a joke. Clara and Armand, particularly Armand, appear to be very serious people. Now then, here we have a man who leads a rather humdrum, prosaic existence. He yearns for high adventure. He may get enough to last him a lifetime, although it could turn out to be a rather short lifetime. I shall be back shortly with Act Two. What do doctors recommend to avoid constipation? These days, doctors stress the importance of fiber in the diet, food fiber that helps the system regulate itself naturally. Metamucil is the laxative made from natural fiber, no chemical stimulant. So for occasional constipation, doctors recommend Metamucil more often than any other laxative. Try Metamucil powder or pre-measured packets of Metamucil instant mix, regular or orange flavor. Read label and follow directions.
Sears unwraps pre-holiday menswear values on polyester and wool blend suits. Now $79.97 while quantities last. Treat yourself to the classic styling of a three-piece suit in pinstripes, tweeds, or other patterns for only $79.97. These suits give you that great tailored look. Better hurry. At $79.97, quantities won't last forever. Available at most Sears retail stores. For pre-holiday values, you can count on Sears.
When you're looking to add that certain dimension of elegance to a room, look down. That's right. Look down and think how well a beautiful oak parquet floor would accent your room. Hartco Solid Oak Parquet Flooring offers you elegance in an easy fashion. Easy because Hartco's parquet floors can be either professionally installed or done by you. Constructed in 12 by 12 inch tongue and groove squares, Hartco Solid Oak Parquet Floors come with self-adhesive backing for easy installation. And easy because Hartco Parquet Squares come with foam backing. And that's easy on your feet. And finally, Hartco Parquet Squares are made for easy maintenance with two coats of moisture-cured polyurethane and a final finish of wax. So when it comes time to complete any room, don't cover your floors. Accent them with Hartco Solid Oak Parquet Flooring. You can find Hartco floors at Frank and Martha's Coloramic Tile on Washington Street in Waukegan, Pico Tile on Northwest Highway in Palatine, and all four courtesy home centers.
does the average man know about adventure? Our lives are carefully planned and strictly scheduled. We perform our daily tasks to earn our allotted portion of daily bread. When is there time or opportunity to face and conquer danger? And this is how most of us really want it. Of course, there's always the unforeseen, the random chance. And this is also a part of life. Not to mention death.
Hey! Hey, you could have killed me!
Yes.
Well, what's the big idea?
Sit down in the chair and shut up.
Am I?
What is it?
What are we going to do with him?
That does not concern you, Sherry.
What do you mean it doesn't concern me? You promised me there wouldn't be any killing.
It was a promise I made in good faith.
If I had known it could go this way, I'd never...
One cannot mortgage the actions of the future to the promises made in the past.
Oh, that's all fancy talk. The net result is you're going to kill him.
Hey, hey.
We shall have to postpone the final decision until Frankie arrives.
Between Frankie, the one who decides.
Frankie is entitled to express an opinion.
Just answer this one question. Are we going to kill him?
You, be quiet. Clara, look through the peephole. Well, let her in.
Ah, good evening, Frankie.
And who's this?
This one is a plumber by the name of Stilson.
And what's he doing here?
She called him.
Why?
What do you think? The cellar was flooding.
And so you called him? Where did you get his name?
In a phone book. Where else would I find a plumber?
You could have called me.
Why? Could you have fixed the leak?
I could have sent someone reliable.
Hey, listen, I'm reliable.
You be quiet. You've got more trouble than you can handle now.
He took away the wood paneling to get at the pipe.
And that's where the stash was.
Mm.
Sure.
Well, the question is, what to do now, huh? Well, what do you suggest?
Why are you asking her?
What would be the point of asking you?
Look, let us not let this degenerate into pointless bickering, huh?
I know what you two want to do. You want to kill him.
That's not true. We don't want to kill him.
But you're going to. I can tell.
All right, Clara, dear. Tell me why we shouldn't.
Because killing isn't our style.
Our style?
Mine and Armand's. Oh, Armand, honey. You and I, we're strictly confidence operators. We set up a mark. We work a hustle or a scam. We get away clean. We don't need rough stuff. Oh, honey, just let's not start now. But don't let her talk you into it.
I think Armand is old enough to make up his own mind.
Armand, she said to us she knew how we could make a lot of money.
And it's true. You'll make more with this one stash than with 10 years worth of swindles.
But we never had to kill anybody.
Sooner or later, that day has to come for everybody.
No! Armand, don't listen.
Let him go? What happened? He'll run to the cops.
Oh, no, not me. I'll give you my word of honor.
Are we supposed to bet our lives on his word of honor? It has to be done.
Now, wait a minute. The three of us are supposed to be partners, aren't we? I say we take a vote.
You can't beat democracy. I vote we get rid of him.
I vote we let him go.
That leaves it up to you, Armand.
Armand and I have always been a team.
Yeah, well, I think that team is breaking up, Clara.
You'd better be quiet.
Or else you'll what? Shoot me? Huh? I got that to look forward to anyway. You got a gun anywhere on you, Clara? Maybe you better shoot both of them. You and Armand are finished.
That isn't true.
Oh, no, he goes for her now. Frankie, anyone can see that.
That's a lie.
Listen, I saw him smack you pretty hard before. Did he ever lay a hand on you before she came along?
We better get rid of him quick.
Yeah, that's right, before Clara really gets wise. First me, Clara, then you. He goes for her, and then you become odd one out.
Clara, don't open your purse.
That's where you got your gun, Clara. Open it fast. You think the two of them will want his jealous ex-girlfriend running around? You'll be in trouble.
Now, Clara, be careful with that.
Don't you see what he's trying to do? It's an old trick. He's trying to drive a wedge between us.
Now, just let's slow down. Everything's just going too fast for me. Armand, I'm telling you this much right now. I don't like the way you look at her sometimes.
Oh, Clara, chérie, there could never be another woman in my life.
We've got $2 million worth of this stuff. Let's not get bogged down into something stupid.
I love you, Clara. Only you.
Let's get out of here, Armand, right now. Let her have the powder.
What are you saying?
We don't need it. It's too much trouble. We don't need her either.
Darling, it's $2 million.
But we'll have to kill somebody for it.
Isn't it worth it?
No.
Armand, why do you keep talking about it? You've got the gun. Take care of him.
The second he shoots that man, I'm going to shoot you, Frankie.
Clara, darling, put the pistol away.
I'll shoot her. I mean it. You, Plummer, walk out the door.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Happy to oblige.
Take one step and I'll kill you.
What do you say, Frankie?
Why do you and I quarrel, huh?
We never used to quarrel till she showed up.
Darling, we're just business partners. There's nothing between Frankie and me.
Don't you believe him?
Can't you see what's happening? You and I are starting to fight.
You're the one that got us into this thing. You're the one that called him here. It's all your fault.
Tell her not to say another word.
I'll say whatever has to be said, my angel. I thought you loved me.
I do.
How can you love me if you don't trust me?
I feel terrible about this.
But everything is going to be all right. You'll see. You just let me take care of it, huh?
Just tell me that you loved me.
Of course I love you, my darling. How could you ever doubt me?
But this man, do we still have to...
Yes.
When?
Just before we leave.
When are we going to leave?
As soon as they get here with the money for the powder.
When will that be?
At any moment, my darling. So, meanwhile, why don't we all sit down and relax, huh?
I'm sorry, Mr. Stilson. I'm really very sorry. But I told you to leave, didn't I?
What time is it?
10:30.
I got 10:29.
Would you believe I've been here almost 4 hours? What a bill you'll be running up.
I do not like this waiting, Frankie.
They'll be here, don't worry.
Yes, well, with the money, I hope.
Armand, I know these people.
Oh, yeah, she knows these people, Armand, but you don't. How do you know they'll walk in here with money, huh? Maybe they'll walk in here with guns and just take the powder, huh?
Have a good time, but it won't work.
Well, what do you think, Armand? Is this the kind of double cross you would pull if they were friends of yours?
Armand, I'm scared.
Ah, there's nothing to be scared of, Clara.
This is a kind of new business for us. We know nothing about it.
What's to know? You hand over the stuff and you take the money. That's all.
Yeah, but how can you be sure?
Okay, let's put a stop to it. This plumber here is going to ruin the whole business. He keeps talking and he gets on everybody's nerves. He's going to have us killing each other. What I say is we're going to have to get rid of him sooner or later. So let's make it sooner. Let's take him down to the cellar. Get it over with.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right, Frankie.
Why is he always right?
There is no alternative.
On your feet, Mr. Stilson.
Just a minute.
I'm afraid there is nothing more you can say.
Well, why don't you wait?
For what?
Well, to see how it goes. Suppose those people never show up.
Why shouldn't they show up?
Well, maybe they don't exist. Yeah, maybe you're in this alone, Frankie. Sure, you're looking for a chance to get the drop on the two of them and walk away with the powder yourself.
That's a lie.
Is it? Armand? How well do you know her?
How well do you know her, Armand?
Don't you see why we have to kill him?
If he's going
to
double-cross you, you'll have killed me for nothing.
You shut up. What a young man can't even think.
Well, what's there to think about?
Frankie, there really is no hurry. We can wait.
No, we can't.
Well, why not?
Because it means you don't trust me.
Now, why should they trust you?
I'll shoot you myself.
I bet you don't, Frankie. I bet you work it so one of them has to do it. You don't look like a girl who takes chances.
They're here. I'll open it.
What is it?
I can see through the people. It's the police.
The police?
Mr. Stinson, do not open your mouth. Say one word and I shoot.
How do we do this, Armand? You and I will take the plumber downstairs to the cellar.
Yes, but we have to open the door. They can see the lights are on.
Why are the police here?
The police are here because they're looking for me.
Why should they be looking for you?
Because my wife is worried. She knows I'm at this address.
We're taking downstairs, Armand. You, Clara, open the front door. Tell him he's gone.
No,
you can't do that. His truck is still outside. Tell him he's still working in the basement. And one word out of you, mister, and you're gone. Keep the gun out of our mind. Let's go. Downstairs.
Clara, remember, if you try to save him, the police will capture us all. We'll spend the rest of our lives in jail. Clara, I love you.
No. One sound out of you and you're gone.
Through there.
Oh, good evening, ma'am. I'm sorry to bother you, but is your plumber still here?
The plumber?
Yes, ma'am. He left home a long time ago, and his wife is worried about him. She knew he'd gone to this address. Is he still here?
Well, now, how do you suppose Clara will answer that question? These things are never really simple for those who are under the gun. And this is one of those stories where people live from minute to minute. Therefore, let us relax for just a bit and return refreshed for the third act.
The Bell System presents Hank Williams Jr.
From Gary, Indiana, trucking down to Newport News. Got another load of steel for the shipyard men to use. He's a bulldog diesel driver. He's 1,000 miles from home. Talking at a truck stop with his family on the phone. Reach out and touch someone. Wherever he goes, people at home know how much he really cares.
Take it from someone who knows, the road seems a whole lot shorter when you pick up the phone and call home.
Riding blacktop rivers from the Great Lakes to the sea. Reaching out to those he loves to keep him company. Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi.
Books cost too much in Chicago, so I opened Crown Books. Now you'll never have to pay full price again. This is Bob Heft for Crown Books. When I came to Chicago after living in Washington, I was surprised at how much people have to pay for books here. The bookstores sell mostly at full price. You rarely get a break. So I did something about it. Crown discounts every new book, paperback, and magazine every day. And we have over 10,000 books to choose from. Every day, every New York Times bestseller hardback is a full 35% off. And every day, every New York Times bestseller paperback is a full 25% off. So remember, if you paid full price, you didn't buy it at Crown Books.
Join in the grand opening of Crown Books in Oak Park, 7119 West North Avenue, in the Harlem and North Shopping Center across from Sears, and in Bloomingdale, in the Springbrook Shopping Center on Lake Street, 2 miles east of Stratford Square, also coming soon to Deerfield and Six Corners. This is WBBM, Chicago News Radio 78.
Is an adventure? Something that you see in the movies or read about in books. At any rate, it almost always happens to other people. How would we behave in a life or death situation where our fate would be determined by our wits? You never know till you're tested. And by that time, it may be too late.
You see, the plumber generally calls in after he's been away for an hour and she hasn't heard from him. His wife, you know. Well, naturally, she's nervous.
Yes.
But, well, I guess he's still here, huh? His truck's outside.
He is.
I guess he's still working, huh?
Yeah.
Must be some leak, huh? An old house like this. Yeah, when the plumbing goes, it can sure be one big headache.
Yes.
Yeah. Of all times for a thing like that to happen. Saturday night, huh?
Yes.
Well, all right, tell the plumber to check in with his wife, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sorry we bothered you, ma'am. Good night.
They've gone.
Yes, we heard. You did a splendid job, Clara.
Oh, but the police knew he can't.
Changes nothing.
Look, Clara, we've got $2 million staring us in the face.
And that is what you should be thinking of.
Just as soon as my friends get here.
If she's got any friends, and if they ever get here.
You're still in their kitchen, Clara. I don't blame you, but you're finished.
Let us leave him here and go upstairs.
Listen, I understand you're on golden time. Why don't you fix the leak?
That's a splendid idea. And write out a bill, huh? We'll see that your wife gets the money.
We wouldn't want to cheat a working man. What do you think we are? Bunch of crooks?
Hello?
Oh, it's you.
I made some coffee for everybody.
You made some coffee? Sure, that figures.
What figures?
Yeah, she wouldn't make the coffee.
I thought you'd like to have a cup. It's damp down here.
Yeah, thanks. I love coffee. Enough. You know, Martha says I drink too much.
Martha?
Martha, my wife.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's the lady I spoke to on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's all right. She puts up with a lot.
Oh, that means she likes you. Wouldn't you love a man have to put up with plenty? Too much, if you ask me.
Oh, men put up with an awful lot, too, if you know what I mean.
Does she give you a hard time?
Oh, I don't know. Not really, nah. Maybe I asked for it, but then, I don't know.
Well, what don't you know?
Well, maybe she's disappointed in me.
Why?
Well, I'm just a plumber.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I never went to college.
Well, neither did Abraham Lincoln.
Well, he must have. He was a lawyer.
Well, I think he became a lawyer by reading books.
Well, anyway, they're mostly college guys in the neighborhood, professional men, businessmen. But I make as much dough as most of them. Can you believe that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's how we could afford to buy the house there. Of course, we bought it years ago before things went crazy, you
know. I know. That's why I held still for this one big score. So Armand and I can buy a house somewhere and settle down.
Mm. You know, Martha, she feels, I guess it's self-conscious. That's what she feels. That we're the only family that's got a truck parked in a driveway.
Oh, I can understand that.
I mean, it's not exactly a truck. It's more like a van. I keep it looking great.
Mm.
That is what it is. It's a plumber's truck.
Drink your coffee before it gets cold.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe what?
Well, maybe I tell the neighbors things I shouldn't, you know, making myself seem important. Just that I'm trying to fit in.
You want to drink that coffee?
Oh, yes, thanks.
What's the matter?
This ain't gonna do it, huh? Yeah, with the coffee. Instead of a bullet, this is quieter. It's easier. And you don't have to worry. Maybe I'll fight back and somebody else can get hurt. Well, come on, tell me. What's good in here?
Cream and sugar. Oh, I should have asked. Maybe you like it black.
No, I like lots of cream and sugar.
Maybe I didn't put in enough. Go ahead. Go on, taste it. I swear I didn't put anything in the coffee. I wouldn't do a thing like that. I really don't want to kill you.
You're going to let the other two do it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. For you.
Nobody has to be sorry for me.
Okay, so they kill me. The cops are going to know what happened here. They will, won't they?
Yeah, but we'll be long gone.
You'll be gone. But your description stays.
What description?
Your dear friend, what's the name? Frankie. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. I should say Frankie and Armand. Sweetheart.
I know Armand.
Yeah, famous last word.
I know who he goes for. She's not his type.
Yeah, you sure?
Yes. He always comes back to Clara.
Uh-huh, but suppose there's no Clara to come back to.
Well, I'll always be waiting for him.
Well, what good is that if you're waiting in jail? Because that's where you're going to go. You may even get the death penalty, thanks to Frankie.
What's Frankie got to do with it?
Well, if you can't see it, why should I tell you?
Oh, you're bluffing again. Trying to get me scared and nervous.
Am I?
Armand loves me. You understand? He loves me.
Armand's got nothing more to do with this thing.
I don't care how you think it looks. Armand's the boss. Oh, I know Armand.
He has to deal the cards or there's no game.
Okay. Okay, I'm dead. Follow this now. Who killed me? You did, and the cops know it.
How do the cops know it?
Well, that's how she states it. Well, let me refresh your memory. The bell rings. She goes to the peephole. It's the cop. Clara, you open the door, huh? Now, Frankie and Armand hustle me downstairs. Clara opens the door and talks to the cop. Clara is the only one the cops can identify. Frankie, Armand, they're out of this.
What's that?
The fact. Frankie set you up. So, the cops have your description. That's a pretty good one, too. I was listening. Those two cops had a long talk with you, didn't they? And so they'll remember you very well. Now, tell me something. You have a record? You ever been arrested?
You'll never take me.
So, now they got your description. Blonde?
I was female at the time.
Oh, come on. You can change your hair. But they're looking for a pretty girl of, 29?
I'm only 26.
All right. Your height, your weight, all this stuff gets fed into a computer. They press the right buttons and zap, 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 out comes the name Clara Smith or Jones or whatever you're using. But they know who you are.
Oh, you're bluffing.
Well, you'd like it to be a bluff, wouldn't you? Tell me something. What's the split?
The split?
Yeah, the 2 million. How does it split? Three ways or a million for her and a million for you and Armand, seeing that you're a team?
We hadn't decided on that exactly.
Ah, that's your first mistake.
Armand has never double-crossed you.
Oh, well, Armand never played for such high stakes either. Now, tell me, are you worth half a million to him? Huh? Are you? How about her? Why shouldn't she want to keep the dough for herself? All of it.
Because
what? Because she's so generous, she's so fair and square. Listen, kid, make a deal for yourself.
A deal?
Yeah, the best deal you can get. With me. Now, listen. You know who I am.
You're the plumber.
Oh, no, no, no. That's my cover.
Cover?
Yeah, you know what a cover is. You ever go to the movies? Now, listen, I've been following Frankie all on my own, you see. And I was thinking out this house, waiting to go in and make the pinch when everybody showed up. Now, I see this plumber pull up in his truck. Ah, what a great way to get in. I tell him who I am, and I have him wait in the truck. And I take his tool, and I come inside.
You're a cop?
Sure, I'm a cop. What do you think?
But you know how to fix the pipe.
Oh, well, listen, that's easy. Undercover cops, they get training. They get training in all the trades. You know, plumbing, carpentry, electricity, TV repairs, even. So they have an excuse to enter suspicious premises. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Now, look, I have to get out of here and establish contact with my superior.
Oh, but...
Now, here's the deal. You will not be prosecuted.
But I promise.
Okay. Armand gets off, too. We only want Frankie.
Oh, you can have her. Don't drink the coffee.
Yes, that's poisoned, huh?
No. Just some stuff to knock you out so that you could be handled easier.
All right. Now, the deal. You and Armand walk away. I only want Frankie.
Well, you've got it.
And the powder.
But it's worth...
It's worth your life, your freedom. Huh? Is that a deal? Remember, this way, you're really rid of Frankie. Now, that should be worth something.
It's worth a fortune to me.
Ah, you'll see. It's for the best. Now, you and Armand go back to those little con games of yours where no one really gets hurt. Now, that's what you want, isn't it?
I guess so.
All right. Now, let's figure out a way to get out of here.
I already know it.
When are your friends going to be here, Frankie, huh?
I told you. Don't worry.
We're just 3 hours late now.
They're flying in from Europe. You have to expect delays.
Two in the morning. I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Why don't we all take a nap?
No. I think we all better stay awake.
Why don't we all have some strong coffee?
Why don't you make some?
Are you sure?
I know when Armand is dead to the world. And the other one, you should hear her snore.
Snoring. That's the most unsexy thing a woman can do.
You promised me Armand and I would get away.
Did I break my promise?
but you'll have to help me get Armand into the car.
I give my word, I keep my word. Let's go.
All right, Mr. Stilson, you can go home now.
Did you get the Frankie woman?
Oh, she was there, just as you said. Now, about the other two.
Look, Captain, they just blundered into it, you see, almost like I did. They'll never fool with that stuff again.
Still, it's your duty to tell us,
Captain. Yes. Captain, I have to make a deal. Now, you got Frankie. She's the one you want, and you got the powder.
$2 million worth. There's, quite a reward. It belongs to you.
Reward?
But you have to accept it quietly.
Quietly? You mean it won't appear in the papers, on the radio, or the TV?
Oh, no.
What's oh, no?
This whole business has to be kept secret.
Why?
For your own protection.
You mean I won't be able to tell anybody?
Not a soul.
Not even my wife?
Not even your wife.
Why?
Suppose one day you have a serious fight, or she decides to divorce you.
Oh, but
you
Captain...
You did your duty as a citizen. You're getting thousands of dollars as a reward. Shouldn't that be enough?
No. No. It isn't enough. Not really.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stilson, but that's the way it has to be.
Is that you, Harvey?
Well, don't tell me you were expecting somebody else.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. We just get through.
Yep.
We left the house at 6:30. That's almost 10 and a half. Oh, 12 hours on golden time. You realize how much money that is?
Of course.
It must have been a tough job.
Yeah, sure was.
Want to tell me about it? What happened?
What happened was, you see, I found a big plastic bag of cocaine behind the pipes. Yeah, they were a gang of pushers. They wanted to kill me, but I outsmarted them and turned them into the police.
All right, Harvey. Now, you just cut that out. Now, don't you dare tell stories like that, especially to Junior. And from now on, no more of this nonsense. You know why you do it. You want to prove something to the neighbors. But believe me, you're as good a man as any one of them.
You know something, Martha? Tonight, for the very first time, I think so. I really think so.
And why not? You must admit he carried it off brilliantly. He was forced to live from minute to minute, improvising every difficult and dangerous step of the way. How many of us could have brought it off? Think about it, and I shall return shortly.
Good evening, I'm Jessica Novak.
Good evening, I'm Jessica Novak.
Good. Now, say, I almost got killed because I didn't listen to my news director.
Come on, Max, it was a great story.
It was supposed to be the Sandcastle competition in Santa Monica, but no, you end up being held hostage at gunpoint.
Look where your heart, it was me or that little boy.
Why, I think...
When TV reporter Jessica Novak goes for the news, she leads with her heart. Jessica Novak, a dramatic new series on CBS television. Thursday at 10, 9 Central and Mountain on CBS Television.
I'm Jessica Novak. Tonight we're eating something new.
Oh, boy.
No, Olay. It's new hamburger helper to Molly Pie.
Molly Pie.
And it turns plain hamburger from OK to Olay.
New to Molly Pie has tangy tomato sauce, zesty seasoning, and an authentic cornmeal topping that's delicious in any language.
If you're in search of mystery, where things are seldom what they appear to be, sooner or later you'll find Raven House.
Welcome to Raven House.
But beware, once you enter, there's no turning back. Raven House paperbacks have more ways to keep you in suspense than you could ever imagine.
Look!
And each murderous crime is committed in its own devious way. So just when you think you've cracked one case, there's a whole new mystery waiting to be solved.
James, quick, call the
Remember, Ravenhouse mysteries are so engrossing, you can't help but let the mystery take over your life. New Ravenhouse mysteries are published every month. Which one will claim you as its victim? If you're clever enough, you'll find Ravenhouse mysteries wherever paperbacks are sold.
Our story is called Golden Time. It has many meanings. Actually, an infinite number, and each of us can define the one that most suits our perception, not to mention our personality. Golden time, I suppose it means that period, that interval, when our richest opportunity presents itself. But isn't that all the time? Isn't every moment of life as wonderful as any other? And when you look at it that way, isn't all time golden time? Our cast included Larry Haynes, Easy Justice, Earl Hammond, and Sally Fisher. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Ravenhouse Paperback Mysteries.
This is E.G. Marshall, inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
About Thanksgiving baking, the big day is just 3 weeks away now. At Jewel, you'll find nice prices on all you need to make your Thanksgiving delicious. Reach for cranberries and tart crisp apples for cakes and memory-making pies. Then head for the baking aisle and fill your canisters with savings. Jewel's generic flour is always a low 69 cents for the 5-pound bag. And through Wednesday, the 5-pound bag of gold medal flour is just $1.09. It's just the thing for chewy crusted holiday breads and wonderful golden rolls. Bake and freeze them this week, and then warm them up while you're carving the bird. What else? Sugar's on sale, too. Through Wednesday, the 5-pound bag of both Domino and Crystal granulated sugars are only $1.29 each. So check your baking supplies, then come in for Jewels. With flour and sugar on sale this week, home-baked isn't just delicious, it's also very smart.
First in news, first in sports. Find out first on News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
CBS News, a plan by Senate Republicans to ease the anticipated federal budget deficit, was given a cool reception Monday evening by top White House officials. This is Rob Armstrong reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The principal Senate budget writers met with President Reagan's budget team on Capitol Hill. The senators presented an alternate budget plan to that proposed by President Reagan. After the meeting, a Senate aide was asked if the Senate plan is still alive. It's not breathing too well, said the aide. Before the meeting, Treasury Secretary Donald Regan told reporters that the current economic picture, in his words, is a real downer, and he projected a 3 to 3.5% drop in the gross national product in the fourth quarter. Regan also said the 1982 budget deficit could go to $60 billion or higher. There was a budget meeting Monday at the White House. Deborah Potter has that story.
The president met with a group of 14 mayors and local officials, all of them concerned about budget cuts. At issue, Mr. Reagan's proposal for a 12% reduction this year in the money they get from Washington through revenue sharing. The head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Helen Bousalis of Lincoln, Nebraska, said the proposed cut would be devastating.
It means cuts in basic services in most cities, fire, police, health, clear across the board, because we've gotten to the point where that's the only place from which those reductions can be made.
But the mayors expressed relief that the president was not planning to get rid of revenue sharing entirely, at least not until some other system is found for getting the money to the states and cities. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the White House.
CBS News continues after this message.
How dependable is express mail next day service from your post office?
I sent a package overnight to Milwaukee. Thanks, express mail, my boss didn't
Milwaukee. From New York to L.A. the very next day. And for overnight service, it's not much to pay.
Under a pound is under $10 anywhere we go from 3,000 post offices.
Oh, that's an Abbey, man. That's the best service I've ever seen.
When you need it over overnight, we deliver. Sponsored by your postal service.
If you've never baked anything at all, and you feel kind of jealous of your friends who bake pies all through the holidays, try this. Go to your grocer's freezer. Pick up some Pet Ritz pie shells. Take them home and fill a shell with fruit, slip it in the oven, and you've got yourself a delicious homemade pie. You'll surprise your friends, your family, and probably yourself. Make a pie soon with Pet Ritz pie shells.
All you do is fill and bake with Pet Ritz frozen pie shells.
New tension in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia has protested penetration of its airspace by Israeli jet fighters. The Israeli jets, according to the Saudis, were intercepted and forced back across the border. State Department sources confirmed the incident. President Reagan's news secretary, James Brady, returned to the White House Monday. He cut the ribbon opening the refurbished White House press room. Brady was seriously wounded in the head during the March 30th assassination attempt against President Reagan. Mr. Reagan said Brady's courage is an inspiration, and then he welcomed the press corps back. The White House press has been relegated to other quarters while the remodeling took place.
Aren't we overwhelmed by the grandeur of the place? Let me welcome all you orphans home. You know, we sort of missed you. It's been quiet over here, kind of like when the kids go back to school. You know, of course, this press room is still built over a swimming pool. Now, it isn't true, however, that the floor has been hinged and can be sprung like a trap any time you ask the wrong question.
For his part, Brady, who is partially paralyzed and confined to a wheelchair, vowed to return to his old job. Doctors say he is making good progress in his recovery. Will Durant, the Pulitzer Prize-winning historian, best known for his 11-volume story of civilization, died Saturday in Los Angeles of a heart attack. His death was announced Monday. Durant was 96. His death came just 2 weeks after the death of his wife and collaborator of 68 years, Ariel Durant. Now this.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, companies are issuing record dividends as the economy slows down and profits lag. What's behind this corporate generosity, and will it last? Have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal so that you can keep abreast of valuable news like this happening anywhere in business that could affect your future and your company's future. If you'd been reading the Wall Street Journal every business day, you would have read about the rising demand for quality in consumer goods. Why other investments may be just as attractive as all-saver certificates. The story on the budget cuts that may pull the plug on the nation's most powerful atom smasher. And the outlook for cable television stocks. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
Polish labor leader Lech Wałęsa Monday proposed negotiations with Poland's communist government on wide-ranging reforms that would presumably mean a role for the Solidarity Labor Union in the government. The proposal was coupled with an admonition for the labor union. Wałęsa said that workers should rely less on strikes and more on negotiations. We can disagree in many cases, said Wałęsa, but we should not throw sand in each other's eyes. I'm Rob Armstrong, CBS News.
About time we make an appearance, wouldn't you say? Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 10th of November. Tomorrow.